It's the Observation Deck, brought to you by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter. Here's Monto.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Justin.
So Wednesday I was out. I missed when we did rent-free, but normally we do rent-free on Wednesdays during our show, 1 to 3. Email us, rentfree1310 at Gmail.
That's it.
Got it.
If anything is sticking in your brain, and I've had a couple of things here that I wanted to show you guys. For one, this is an odd question if you don't know what I'm referring to, but did you guys see the photo of Lions receiver Jameson Williams buying a house?
I guess not.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm going to show you the photo here.
And congratulations to him and his family.
Indeed. So I'll show you here just the photo, because of course when you buy a house, the realtor's got to take a photo with you, mm-hmm. and you celebrate. So here we just have a simple photo of Jameson Williams and his realtors and whoever else is a part of his posse. And people immediately notice something odd about that photo, because if you zoom in on his shorts, the shorts that he's wearing... You want to tell me what they say, Mino?
Okay, they look like they're on backwards first. There's print on the front, like right over the crotch.
Yep.
They almost look like Minnesota Timberwolves colors. And the text says, "Slam a Slut Records," with the number 69 on the right sleeve.
So to go buy his house, you know, something he's been working for his whole life, to be able to go finally own a home, he wears his finest Slam a Slut Record shorts.
You need to get those shorts. You wear basketball shorts quite
a bit.
I do.
Yeah, I'm a big basketball short guy.
So next time we have Dak Prescott on the show, instead of the sausage pants, you can wear the Slam a Slut.
Slam a Slut Records. The guy next to him is wearing a suit, you know, he's business guy every day, and then Jameson Williams. Yeah, they kind of look like MMA shorts, mm-hmm. where they have sponsors on them and stuff, but just a very odd pair of shorts for him to wear on the day of him buying a home. Well, the other thing...
I see a number of articles of clothing you can get from Slam a Slut.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, there's hoodies. There are the basketball shorts that we mentioned.
Honestly, yeah, I bet him wearing those did a good amount of business for the Slam a Slut merch page.
Okay, those are out of stock right now, but if you want a... But they have, like, different teams, because those are the Minnesota Timberwolves.
How much to wear this hoodie to a family gathering, say Thanksgiving?
Oh, my gosh.
There's
some booty on that.
We're looking at a hoodie with a neon outline of the state of Texas... With a woman who is completely bent over with her panties.
Damn, that one's out of stock too. Okay, the only thing on the website
$200.
Is the 76ers throwback Slam a Slut Records shorts. How much do you think those go for?
I bet they're reasonably priced at $24.99.
I'm going to say $130.
Sean's the winner. He's closest. $150.
Okay.
Pretty reasonable.
All right. I'll have to add them to the collection.
Maybe a stocking stuffer this holiday.
Yeah.
I need Monty to put one of those hoodies on back order for himself.
I can do it.
This website is very low rent also.
Well, I think some of the top, like, didn't Taylor Swift sign to Slam a Slut?
I don't think so. No. Be pretty great, though.
It'd be a big move for her to go to Slam a Slut.
Like on her honeymoon with Travis, she's just wearing that hoodie.
Yeah. I could see Travis wearing it. For being honest, yeah. Travis would wear that.
Maybe older Travis.
Kike Hernandez rocking some Slam a Slut.
I don't know which one's better, the state of Texas one or the one where it looks like someone is handing money to a woman of the evening.
Mm. Why not get both?
Dollar incentive.
The other thing that's been in my mind rent-free, and Baldy reminded me of this, because we like to laugh at this every now and then, so... This was from a few months ago. A guy unleashed a AI like text-to-speech service on a YouTube video that he uploaded onto YouTube, and it was a WWE wrestlers compilation thing. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the AI chat service or speech thing completely had a stroke. It just wigged out. And you'll hear it here. It sounds normal for about 10 to 15 seconds, and then it just loses its mind. I'm using the audio cable here, Tyler.
Millions of fans are making right now. Can you afford it? Maybe. But do you feel like you have to be there? That's the question. And for a lot of people, the answer this year seems to be, not quite. The show will happen. The stadium will likely fill up one way or another.
So I think there's a bit of a malfunction on the on the service here.
I don't think speech impediments are funny.
Well, it's AI, so it's okay. Right. He's not AI an actual
AI.
Person.
It's not a person. It's an AI. Yeah, just it tripped up one time and then was never able to get back on track.
That sounds like Max Headroom on Full Glitch.
What?
Yeah, he sounded just like a voiceover guy through the first 15 seconds.
It sounded like he was getting angry.
Yeah.
It couldn't spit out the word it wanted to.
What? And the thing that always bothered us is, for some reason, there's like a breathtaking in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Why do we need that?
Are you sure that's AI or is that somebody?
It is
AI.
I mean,
Andy Kaufman.
I have not seen any kind of thing to debunk that it's AI. Kind of
sounds like George's gang.
Yeah, or it's just stuck on a loop.
What?
It sounds like he like takes a little sip of water and then catches his breath. It's so strange.
Glad Ham's not here because he would loop that for 10 hours.
Yeah. Make it his ringtone.
He'd play it for you in the control room.
So when anything inexplicable happens, he would just fire that off.
Yes. And that's what, when Baldy and I are laughing and something crazy happens, we do the whoa.
So dumb.
It's incredibly dumb. Let me tell you about this guy because we are thick in the summer here. We're right in the middle of swimming season. Don't know how often you guys are getting into the pool.
After school. Every day.
After school, I take a dick into the pool.
Whoa! You take just a certain area.
Right out the gate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just
dangle.
Kind of hover, like Mission Impossible. Yeah. Just dip
like,
it.
All right,
dip.
We're good. Like bring me up, boys.
Testing the pH.
Just do a full squat.
You can get all the way in, George. You don't have to just dipstick the pool.
Oil's good.
Right, yeah.
Check the pH level.
That's definitely water.
It's a little cold.
So there's a guy from over there. This is in the UK, who's apparently only 19 years old. When I originally read this story, I thought this had to be an old man. But this guy has admitted to deliberately defecating in a public swimming pool, leading to repeated closures and significant disruption to a community-run facility.
Just going full Baby Ruth.
Mm. Yes. Now,
is he doing it into the pool, or is he in the pool when he does it? Because that's an important question.
It sounds like he's in the pool and then it happens. Okay. I don't know that he's hiking his ass over the side and plopping it into the chlorine. But tell me if this isn't the most British-sounding place you've ever heard of. The pool is a community-run charity and is separate from Newcastle Imlen Leisure Centre, which is operated by Carmarthenshire City County Council.
Mm-hmm. I think they have like a fourth division.
It's like the haughtiest
team.
That's the haughtiest HOA you've ever heard.
Yeah, that's who Wrexham took. So according to a staff member at this pool, there were 18 contamination incidents between February and May of this year.
18?
Yes.
Well, at least he's regular.
I mean, could be. If he only went 18 times in that time frame, then he's not. He's got a problem.
Like, that's the only place he feels comfortable to where he can have a full pool. BM.
And you said this is a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay, is it more likely that a teenager is doing this for funnies?
Yes.
Or a older person doing it because they don't know any better?
Boy, they are out of TikTok challenges.
I think this is probably a teen.
The new challenge is to just crap in a pool.
No. Life sentence.
Yeah.
Lock them up, throw away the key.
That was, as someone who would go to a community pool quite a bit as a kid, that was always a huge bummer. Whenever it had to get shut down. Not when
I never saw it. That happened to yours?
You'd bum everybody out?
Yeah. Like, sorry, Ian.
I guess the Denton pool, people obeyed the laws a little bit more. I don't think that ever happened.
Our community pool's been very clean for many years now.
You've never dealt with the baby Ruth?
I've never seen that.
Never.
Not at a public pool.
I felt like it happened every other day at Huffines, and at some point you just got to deal with it. You just swim around it.
Play through.
Yeah. You just Marco Polo with a turd.
You just get the disappearing foam from that the referees have to spray over it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many eventually, that the driftwood in the pool, you just do little sharks and minnows. And
I would go
it.
Fish out of water.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to insist that I'm a shark here, and I'm just going to let y'all be, because I'm not jumping in. Yeah, it happened at least enough where I remember it when it would shut it down, because it would shut it down for the day.
Do they call it a code brown?
I don't remember hearing the terminology amongst the lifeguards. I just remember seeing a really beaten, like, 17-year-old lifeguard that had to go
get the fishnet.
Get fishnet a turd out of the pool.
And just fling it over the fence.
Right, yeah, fling it into the
not
street.
Not my problem.
Yeah, because what do you do? What do you do with it? Do you have to carry it into the commode?
Yep, probably.
Yeah, you don't bury
you put it in
it.
The trash can?
I don't know. I'm probably just waiting for it to show up in the skimmer.
Get a gardening spade out and bury it in the bushes. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Or, bury it like a dog. I that's what. That's the one reason I couldn't be a lifeguard. I couldn't go poo fishing.
Mm.
I could save people and do all that, but I'm not doing that.
Just
anyway,
just wait till you have a kid. You have to deal with that during bath time. Mm. That's not a fun.
Wait, in the tub?
Yeah, dude. When you have a little kid, invariably they're going to take a dump in the tub at some point.
Oh yeah, it's happened three times this week.
See,
this week
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's 4 months old.
Yeah,
I mean, if there's water there, it's just kind of natural.
And luckily, the commode is right next to the bathtub, so you just
why do you get the pooper scooper from Biscuit and just pick it up and drop it in?
Just get a towel.
They're infants, Justin. They don't have control over these things.
I know.
I've had to learn that on the fly. Because I don't know. I don't remember when I was able to finally fully become a person. But I remember, like, my...
I'm sure you've crapped in the tub before.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm pretty sure
if I
did...
I think most human beings
I'm
have
sure we all have.
I'm pretty sure if I did, my mom would still let me hear about it. She's pretty vindictive in that way.
Does she still say, I used to change your diapers?
Right, I used to have to fish your crap out of the bathtub. You fill the whole tub.
Like, hey, Andre the Giant.
You clogged the drain.
Yeah.
I couldn't buy enough Drano.
It looked like the dino dung in Jurassic Park.
I had to waffle stomp that thing.
Yeah, boy, you're a beaten parent when you're having to, like the lady that's stomping the grapes in that video, just mush them all down the drain.